Today's Amud is Taines Zayin Amud Aleph. We're holding on Zayin Amud Aleph, the second line from the top, Amar Rabbi Avayu. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Avayu, Gadol Yoyim HaGeshamim Mitchias HaMesem. That in a way, the day that it rains, rain is even greater than Tchias HaMesem. Very difficult Gemara to understand. But it says Rabbi Avayu, in a way that rain is greater than Tchias HaMesem. Says the Gemara, what says Rabbi Avayu, where do we see that? Deilu Tchias HaMesem LeTzadikim. Vilu Geshamim Bein LeTzadikim Bein LeRashayim. Because Tchias HaMesem is something which only happens to the Tzadikim. Whereas rain is something which is beneficial, whether a person is a tzaddik or a rasha. So in a way, rain is greater than tchias ha-meisim. Upliga de Rav Yosef, which is not like what Rav Yosef said, it's very similar to what Rav Yosef said, but as we'll see, it's a little bit different. Dama Rav Yosef, mitoich shishkula k'tchias ha-meisim, k'va'ua b'tchias ha-meisim. That because the yom ha-geshamim is equal to tchias ha-meisim, so therefore Chazal inserted the bracha, or the shvach of Mashiv HaRuach, Umayir de Geshem, they inserted Geshem into the bracha of Atagibor, which ends Mechai HaMesem, it's the bracha of Tchias HaMesem, that's where they put the Haskaras Geshamim. So it's not exactly like Rabbi Yosef, because Rabbi Avayu said that the Yoyim HaGeshamim is greater than Tchias HaMesem, whereas Rabbi Yosef said that it's Shkula ke Tchias HaMesem, that it's equal to Tchias HaMesem. And Amar Rav Yehuda, the Gemara is going to go on and talk about the greatness of rain. I'm Rav Yehuda. That Gadol Yoyim HaGeshamim Ki Yoyim Shenitna Baitaira. Also very difficult maimer to understand. Says Rav Yehuda that the day it rains is great like the day of Matan Taira. So Apip Shutoi, maybe you'll understand that, like the Mishnah Navi says, that an Eim Kamach Ein Taira. So you need to have Kamach. Kamach and Taira go hand in hand. So Gadol Yoyim HaGeshamim Ki Yoyim Shenitna Baitaira. Shenemar, what's the Makar? As the Pasuk says, that Yarev Kematar Likhi, that when it rains, so it's Yarev Kematar Likhi, my Lekach should come down like rain, referring to the Taira. As we know, Vein Lekach El Taira, the Lekach is referring to the Taira. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ki Lekach Toiv Nesati Lechem Tairasi Al Tazayvu. I gave you a good Lekach, don't forsake my Taira. So you see, Lekach is a reference to Taira, and the Pasuk says that Yarev Kematar Likhi, that my Taira should come down like rain, so you see that rain is equal to Taira. Rava Amar, that the Yoyim HaGeshamim is so great, it's Yoyser Mi Yoyim Shenitnu by Taira. It's even greater than the day of Matan Taira. Very difficult to understand that one. It says the day of rain is even greater than Matan Taira. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, that Yarev Kematar Likhi, that my Taira should come down like rain. So, mi nitlev b'mi, anytime you compare one thing to another, which one do you compare to the other? Have you aimer kata nitlev b'gadol? The general way is to compare something smaller to something bigger. If I say someone, he's a huge Talmud Chacham, he's mamish like Rav Chaim Kanievsky, if you're comparing him to someone else, it's mashma that really the person you're comparing to is really greater. But in order to bring out a point, you say he's so great, he's mamish like Rav Chaim. So then you're saying that really Rav Chaim is greater. The katan is always nitlev b'gadol. So if the Pasuk says that the Torah should come down like rain, it's mashman that really rain is even greater than the day of Matan Torah. Rava Rami, says the Gemara, that Rava asked the contradiction. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Yarev Kimatar Likhi, it compares the Torah to rain. Uksiv, Tizal Ketal Imrasi, that the Torah is the Imrasi, my words, referring to the Torah, should come down like tal, like dew. So the question is this Torah compared to matar, or is it compared to tal? So says the Gemara, that the answer to the stira is like this. That im Talmud Chacham Hagainhu Ketal. That if he's a proper Talmud Chacham, so then he's compared to Tal. Tal, which is something which is always good. So the Torah's effect on him is obviously something like Tal. It had a great effect on the person who learned the Torah. Vim Lav, however, if he's not a Talmud Chacham Hagain, he's a Talmud Chacham, but he's not Hagain, so then Erpeyu Kematar. So now what the Pasuk is saying is that you should break his neck like rain. Like rain comes down hard and it it could break things, so too you should break this person's neck. I believe Rabbi Yonah says that Balat Sadiqim Rabbi Tiferes, Tamu Chacham Hagoyin is a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. Balat Sadiqim, when a Tzaddik is happy, when there's a Tamu Chacham Hagoyin, so Rabbi Tiferes, it's an unbelievable Kiddush Shem Shemayim when you see a Tamu Chacham who's Hagoyin. And the opposite, that's what this Gemara is saying. A Tamu Chacham who's not Hagoyin, break his neck. It's Mamish, it's a tremendous Chilul Hashem. Says the Gemara, Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Hi, Rabbi Bina Aymer. Rabbi Bina said, Kola Isaac Batira Lishma. If a person learns Torah Lishma, big words, even though it's just two words, two small words, anyone who learns Torah Lishma, so the way Rashi teaches Torah Lishma, Rashi says, Mishum Kaashir Tzivani Hashem Elokai Veloi Kedei Lahayikaris Rebbe. Rashi says that a person learns Torah because Hashem told me to learn and not because he wants the kavod from the result of his learning. He learns for the etzem learning. That's what it means, Torah Lishma. A person who learns Torah Lishma, so then the Torah is like a sam chayim, it's like a life, it's a medication which gives him life. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, that eitz chayim hi l'machazikim ba. That person who learns Torah l'machazikim ba, those who learn the Torah, so then the Torah is an eitz chayim. And the Gemara is saying that that's talking specifically about a person who's learning Torah Lishma. That if a person learns Torah Lishma, so then it's an eitz chayim, then it's a potion of life. The Shita Labalat Sreiris actually says that you see from here a Makar to maybe hold the Gemara while you're learning. Because it says, Eitz Chayimi L'machazikimba, to the one who's holding on to it. So the Bashar says it just means the one who's being Machazik the Torah by learning the Torah. But he says, no, it means to be Machzik, to hold it. So you see a Makar from here to hold the Sefer when you're learning from the Sefer. But Al Kapanim, so says Rabbi Binah, that that's the Makar that a person who learns Torah Lishma, so the Torah is Nasis Sam Chayim. V'aymer, and another Makar is from that which the Pasuk says, Rifay Stila Sharecha, that the Torah is like a refua to your basar, it's a refua to the body. Vaimer, in another Pasuk, the Pasuk says, Ki Maitzi Matzah Chayim, that if a person who learns Torah, so he's Matzah Chayim, he finds a life, because the Torah is a Sama Chayim. Whereas the opposite is also true. V'chala Isaac Batayra Shalai Lishma, a person who learns Torah, shalai lishma, not just that he's not learning lishma, he's learning it mamish shalai lishma, Taisa says. I mean, he's learning it lekanter, he wants to use the Torah as a weapon to attack others. So a person who learns Torah, shalai lishma, it's nasis leisam hamaves. So then the Torah is like a poison of death for him. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, yarev kematar likhi, it says that ve'in arifa ela hariga. And it says, because the Torah is being compared to rain, to matar, which, like as we said before, matar is something which comes down hard. The Pasuk is saying that you should break his neck. Arfeyu kematar, and arfeyu is a lashon of killing. Vein arifa la hariga shenemar, like the Pasuk says, va'arfu sham esa egla benacha, by the parish of egla rufa. So over there it describes what you do to the egel as arfu, that you should break his neck. So that's what you see. That's what happens to a Talmud Chacham who learns to a person who learns Torah Shalai Lishma. Which again means Shalai Lishma. Not just he's not learning it Lishma, it means he's learning it Shalai Lishma, he's using it as a weapon. Amar le Rabbi Yirmiyah le Rabbi Zeira. Now leisi mar lisne. Rabbi Yirmiyah said to Rabbi Zeira, come, Rabbi, you should, let's teach us something. So Amar le, so Rabbi Zeira replied to it, he responded to Rabbi Yirmiyah, he said, chalash liboy. Then no, I feel a little bit weak, v'li achilna, and I'm not able to teach you right now. So Rabbi Yirmiyah persisted, and he said, lema mar milsa de gadita. So maybe teach us something like, teach us some agadita. So that Rabbi Zeira agreed, Amar Lei, he said as follows. He said, hachiyam Rabbi Yechnan, namaydech ziv, what's the meaning of the pasuk? Ki ha'adam eitz asada, that the person is the tree in the field. Ha'adam eitz asada, who? Is a person a tree? Since the pasuk says, on the one hand, we have a pasuk which says about a tree that you're supposed to eat from it, and you're not supposed to cut it down. You're not allowed to cut it down. And another pasuk says, that you destroy the tree, and you're allowed to cut it down. So it's a stira. You're allowed to cut down the tree, or you're not allowed to cut down the tree. Now, really, I'll peep. pshat, it's not really a stira. The first pasuk's talking about a fruit-bearing tree. That's what you're not allowed to cut down. The second pasuk's talking about a non-fruit-bearing tree, and that you are allowed to cut down. So the Maharsha points this out, and he says that some even take out the girsa of haketza, because it's not really a stira, but he's just using this as his explanation. The why is a person compared to a tree? Because we have these two psukim. One saying that you're allowed to cut down certain trees. One pasuk saying that you're not allowed to cut down certain trees. What's this referring to? It says like this. It means like this, that im tamil chacham hagoin hu, if a person's a tamil chacham hagoin, so then mimenu seichal va'aisei leisicharis. So then you should eat from him, you should learn from him, and you shouldn't cut him down. But if vim lav, however, if he's not a tamil chacham hagoin, so then aisei sashchus v'charata, so then you should cut him down, you should go away from him. Amar Rabbi Chamo, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Ma'idichsev, what's the meaning of the pasuk, barzel be'barzel yachad, that metal on metal together, Laimar Lecha, the pasuk's teaching you, Ma'barzel zeh, echad mechadid eschavei, right? Just like a piece of metal, one piece of metal is able to sharpen the other piece of metal, Sa'av shnei tamid hachamim, mechadid en zeh zeh behalacha. So it's a mashal to Taira, that so to Taira, each tamachacham who's compared to barzel, right? Called tamachacham, shinu kashik barzel. A tamachacham is compared to barzel, so there's barzel and barzel yachad, that the way to learn is to learn together. Each one is mechadeh, the other one, the halacha, each one sharpens the next. And Amar Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, on a similar note, says Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, Lamanim shalu divrei Torah ke'esh, why is Torah compared to fire? Shenemar, and where do we know that Torah is compared to fire? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Haloichai dvari ke'esh num Hashem, that the Torah is compared to fire. My words are like fire, says Hashem. So why is the Torah compared to fire? Laimar lucha, it's coming to teach you that ma'esh ein eidolek yechidi, just like fire doesn't light itself, Av divrei Torah, a miskayimin biyachidi. So too, Torah is not miskayim when an individual learns by himself. You have to learn with a chavrusa. So the Ayvitz points out that the vada this means if a person has a chavrusa to learn with. If a person doesn't feel like he has someone that he can learn with, so then he's going to lose on this milo, because two talmid chachamim sharpen each other. So his learning won't be as sharp. He might not get the right shot when he learns. But what's he supposed to do, says the Ayvitz? What do you want from him? If he doesn't have someone to learn with, so then of course, no one's saying that it's better to sit and do nothing as opposed to learning by yourself. The Gemara is just pointing out that there's a mila of learning with the chavrusa, and if a person has the ability to learn with the chavrusa, then he should make sure to do so. But of course, if a person can't, then there's nothing to do about it. I believe the Ayvitz also brings from the Mari Bruno or from the Maram Mintz. From the Maram Mintz, he brings that maybe nowadays that we have Sfarim, so the Sfarim, they count as like a Chavrusa. Meaning the main the help of the Chavrusa is that they're Mechadid Zeh Ba'alacha. Nowadays you could open up a Ritva, you can open up a Rashba. The Rashba will train you to learn the Gemara correctly, and the Ritva will train you. And if you say, okay, but who says you're learning the Ritva? So now you could open up the Achrayinim. And the Achrayinim, you could open up the Pnei Yeshua, you can open up a Tzlach, and then you could open up later Achrayinim. You can open up an art scroll, you can open up a Masifta, and you could have different Svarim that could help you. So maybe that at least somewhat takes away the mamish, the need for a chavrusa. Avada, of course, as everyone knows from experience, there's nothing better than a chavrusa, but it's not a kasha on those that learned by themselves, like Rav Liashev and others that learned by themselves, because they felt that's how they would be more productive. Says the Gemara, V'haynu d'amar Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, and that's what Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina means when he said, Ma'idichsev, what's the meaning of the pasuk, Charev el abadim v'nayalu, that there's a sword on the badim v'nayalu, and they become fools, that Charev al seinein shal tamid chachamim, that there's a sword, that there's a taina on seinein shal tamid chachamim, which is a euphemism for tamid chachamim, there's a taina on tamid chachamim, sha'iskin bad b'tayra, that it's el abadim, that they learn Taira by themselves, they don't learn with the chavrusa, they don't learn in groups. And not only is there a cherev on them, not only is there like a taina on them, ela shemetavshin, like the pasuk says, shenemer v'nayalu. The pasuk says v'nayalu, they become foolish because they're not necessarily getting the right pshat in the whatever it is that they're learning. And it's even worse than that. Not only do they sometimes not get the right pshat, ela shechaitin. But sometimes not getting the right pshat could even lead to an avera. They could be matir something which is aser, and they could end up doing an iser without realizing it. And how do we know that? That this even leads to chet? Because he could have said just a misvara, but says the Gemara, we actually see it from the pasuk itself. Because ksiv hacha vinayalu, over here the pasuk uses a lashon of vinayalu, which kapshutai means that they become foolish, but uksiv hasam, it says elsewhere, asher na'alnu v'asher chatanu. So you see, the word na'alnu is associated with chet, and therefore he says that so too a person who learns Torah by himself eventually could also come to chet, which again is because he doesn't get the right halacha, and he could end up being matir, something which is really clearly aser. That this is the makar, that na'alu is associated with chet, because the pasuk says na'alu sare tzayan v'hitu es mitzrayim, which again is a lashon of chet, and there also you see that na'alu is a lashon of chet. Now, Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak says of Nachman bar Yitzchak more about Torah, that Lama Nimshlu Divrei Torah Kates. So again, all this was started because we said that the Yom HaGeshamim is great, like the day of Torah. And we brought this pasuk of Yarav Kematar Likri, and from that we went on a whole tangent talking about now Talmud Torah. So the Gemara now continues until the end of the Amar discussing Torah. So Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak, Lama Nimshlu Divrei Torah Kates. Why is Torah compared to wood? Now, where do we see that Torah is compared to wood? Shenemar, as the pasuk says that we quoted before, that Eitz Chayim hi lemachazikim ba, that Torah is an Eitz Chayim to those that hold on to it, but the Torah is an Eitz. It's an Eitz Chayim. It's compared to wood. It's Leimer Lecha. It's coming to teach you. The ma eitz katan madlik es hagadol, just like an eitz katan, a small piece of wood, you use a small piece to light the bigger piece of wood. As anybody who ever made a campfire knows, that you start off with the small twigs, you light the small twigs, and from that you make a whole teepee, and the twigs eventually end up lighting the bigger pieces of wood. But it's the small wood which lights the bigger wood. Af tamid chachamim ketanim mechadidin es hagadolim. So Torah is compared to wood to give us this visual that so too when it comes to Torah, the ketanim are able to sharpen the gedolim. V'haynu d'amar Rabbi Chanina, which is like Rabbi Chanina said, that harbe lamadeti merabaisa. You should know I learned a lot from my rebbeim. And afal pikein, even though I learned a lot from my rebbeim, umechaveira yoisa merabaisa. Still, I was able to learn more from my chavrusas, from my friends. I was able to learn even more than from my rebbeim. Not because I didn't learn a lot from my rebbeim. I learned a lot from my rebbeim. Afal pikein, I learned more from my friends. Umitamida yoisa mikulan. And from the small pieces of wood, from my tamidim, from the eitz katan, I learned even more than everyone else. And says the Gemara that Rabbi Chanina bar Papa asked the stira. On the one hand, ksiv lekras sameh yisayu mayim, that if a person's thirsty, so water is going to come. Water is a mashal to the Torah, so it's mashma from this pasuk that the water is going to come to the Talmud, that the Rebbe is going to go to the Talmud. Uksiv, and on the other hand, the pasuk says, have you called sameh lechula mayim, that if you're thirsty, go to the water, which is mashma that the Talmud's responsibility is to go to the Rebbe. So which one is it? Does the Rebbe come to the Talmud, or does the Talmud go to the Rebbe? Says the Gemara that im Talmud Hagainu, that if he's a Talmud Hagain, if he's proper, so then lekrast samai hisayu mayim. So then the Rebbe's gonna end up coming to the Talmud. It's gonna come to him. Everything's gonna come to him. V'loy, but if he's not a Talmud Chacham Hagain, so then have you called samai l'chula mayim. So then he has to take that first step, and he has to go to the Rebbe. And says the Gemara, another memra from Rabbi Chanina bar Chamo, or before really, before it was Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, so I guess the Stam is another memory about the Torah. That Rabbi Chanina bar Chama Rami, Rabbi Chanina bar Chama, he asked the Stira, on the one hand, Ksiv Yefutsu Mai Naisecha Chutza, that a person is supposed to, your Mayanoi should spread out outwards, which is Mashma Rebbe should go out and teach everybody. Uksiv, on the other hand, the Pasuk says, You Lecha Levadecha, that the Torah should be for yourself. You shouldn't teach it to others. So which one is it? Should the Rebbe go ahead and just teach everything whatever he knows to everybody, or should he keep it for himself? So says the Gemara that Im Talmud Hagainu, and Rashi says that this Stira is really we're referring specifically to Sisrei Torah in this Stira, that when it comes to Sisrei Torah, so Im Talmud Hagainu, then only if he's a Talmud Hagain, so then Yefutsu Mai Nesecha Chutza. You have to be careful who you teach when it comes to Sisrei Torah. Only if he's proper, so then you could teach him. V'im Lav, but if he's not proper, you Lecha Levadecha, so then you're not supposed to teach others. You have to be careful when it comes to Sisrei Torah, you have to be very careful with who you're teaching. V'amar Rabbi Chanina bar Idi, why is Torah compared to Mayim? And how do we know that Torah is compared to Mayim? So you see from that pasuk that the Torah is referred to as Mayim. So why is Torah Nimshal or Nimshalu l'mayim? It's Leimar Lecha. It's coming to teach us the following lesson: that Mayim Anichin Makim Gavaya V'Halchin L'Makim Namuch. Just like Mayim, it goes from a high place to a low place. Water always travels down. Anytime it could go lower, it goes lower. After very Tyra, Imeskayimin Ela B'Mi Shadaita Shvela. So too, or Shvela. So too, Tyra is only Meskayim by a person who's a Shuffle. He's a person who has an Ivus. The Lashon of Rashi and the Mishnah and Avos and Parakeh, Mishnah Yates, in some versions, is that what's considered a nefesh shfala? Rashi says a nefesh shfala means shemashpil atzmai bein anashim u'murav beinayim ve'inei gas ruach. That he's comfortable being with other people, he knows how to get along with others, and he doesn't have gaiva. That's what it means, a nefesh shfala, nefesh shfala, ela b'misha daite shfala, l'chair is the same thing as a nefesh shfala, that's who Torah is miskayim by a person who doesn't have gaiva. V'amar Rabbi Yeshaya, Lama nimshulu divrei Torah l'shleisha mashkin halalu b'mayim ubayayin ubachalav. Why is it that we find the Torah is compared specifically to the following three liquids: water, wine, and milk? And how do we know that? That's compared to these three liquids. So first, water, we already said, but the Gemara speaks that again. Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says, Hayikol tzamei l'chulamayim, which again is the Pasuk that we see Torah being referred to as water, being nimshal to water. Uksiv, and the pasuk says, calling that here we see that it's referred to as yayin. It says the chushivru v'achlu chushivru b'lay kasef u'b'lay mechir yayin v'chalav. So there you see yayin and chalav. The Torah is compared to wine and chalav. So Leimar Lecha, it's coming to teach you the following: that mash loisha mashkin halalu. There's a common denominator between these three liquids. Well, just like we find by these three liquids that ein miskayimin ela b'pachish shebekalim, that they last better when they're actually in cheap kalim. They last better. Milk lasts better in a plastic bottle. It doesn't last well if you put it in metal. And same thing with wine. It lasts better in glass than it does with metal. So af divrei Torah ein miskayimin ela b'misha daita shvela. So too Torah, it lasts better in a kli that's, so to speak, cheap. It needs someone that's not so into the kli. It has to be a person that's not so into the kli, that's not so into the guf. He has to have a little bit of anivas. Kida amri lei barti the case of Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Like the story with the daughter of the Caesar, that she said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, who stam Rabbi Yeshua and Shas, and she said to Rabbi Yeshua that ich achma mefayara b'kli mechayar, and she really made fun of him. She said, how is it possible that you're such a chacham, Rabbi Yeshua, you're such a chacham, and it's in the Torah, the chachma mefuara, this beautiful chachma, is being stored away in such an ugly kli? You're so ugly. So how is it possible that you have so much chachma? So amar lah, so the Rabbi Yeshua said back to the Caesar's daughter, he said to her as follows. He said, Avich Rami Chamer b'mani de pachra, that your father, he stores his wine. Your father's the Caesar. And what does he store his wine in? He stores it in cheres, in pottery. That's where he stores his wine, in cheres. So Amr Alei, so the Caesar's daughter said to Rabbi Yeshua, Ela b'mai, what, do you have a better idea? Where should he store his wine? So said Rabbi Yeshua to the Caesar's daughter, he said, near me. So Ela b'mai near me. She said to him, so where else should he put it? So Amar La, so Rabbi Yeshua said to the Caesar's daughter, that Atun d'chashvitu rimu b'mani d'havu kasvo. You, you're so chashiv, you're the Caesar, the Caesar's daughter, and your father who's the Caesar, so he should store his wine in something that's more chashiv. He should store it in gold, he should store it in silver. So, sounded like a good idea to her. Yeah, it's taka true, my father's so chashiv, he should store his wine in such chashiv v'kelim. So Azla v'amra, so she said to her father that Ramya lechamra b'mani dehava ukaspa, right? Not chamara, here it's chamra. She said to her father that you should go put your wine in golden kalim and in silver kalim. And it seems like he listened, and what happened was, is v'takif, is the ma'isa, is that the wine all spoiled, it vinegarized. So asu v'amrule, so they went and they said to him, And they went and they saw and they said to the Caesar that your wine all spoiled. So Amar lo labarte. So the Caesar, when he found out that his wine all spoiled, so he said to his daughter, "What type of etzah was this that you told me to put the wine in these kalim? Man Amar lachachi. Who told you to do this? Who told you to put the wine in gold and silver kalim? So man Amar lachachi. So Amar lei. So his daughter said to him that it was Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. That Rabbi Yeshua, he's the one who gave me this etzah. So Kariua, so they called Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya over, and Amar Lei, and the Caesar said to him, Amaya Marta Lahachi, why did you tell my daughter to put the wine in these kalim? So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yeshua responded, Ki hechi da Amrali Amri La. I just said to her what she said to me. She said to me that something which is so great should be a chash of a kalim. So I said to her, so why don't you put your chash of a things, your chash of a wine inside of chash of a kalim? I was just repeating what she said. But the purpose of the story was just to show us that you see that really it's the opposite. That when you have something that's so chashuv, it really lasts better when it comes to wine, water, and milk. It really lasts better inside of a kli that's not chashuv. And so to the Torah, it lasts better inside of someone like Rabbi Yeshua, inside of someone who isn't so good looking, perhaps you could say, because then he doesn't have as much gaiva. And Torah goes to the makom namach, it goes to the anav. Now ask the Gemara, or perhaps this is really the Caesar asking Rabbi Yeshua, Vahaika Shapire de Gemiri, that but there are beautiful people that they're big Talmid Chachamim. So how could you say that it's better when you're in a cheap kli? You see that there's big Talmid Chachamim that are good looking. So says the Gemara, or said Rabbi Yeshua back, but Ihavu Sanu Tfei Havu Gemiri. You're right that there are big Talmid Chachamim who happen to be good looking, but if they were less good looking, so then they would be even bigger Talmid Chachamim. Because again, then they would have less gaiva, they'd be bigger anavim, and that's where the Torah is found, is by a nefesh shvala. Davar Acher says the Gemara, Honupshat. This all came because we said that Torah is compared to water, wine, and milk. So we said that what's the comparison? We said just like these three liquids, they last better in cheap kalim, so to the Torah. Now says the Gemara, Davar Acher, another pshat, that the reason why Torah is compared to water, wine, and milk is that Mashleisha Mashkin Halalu Ein Nifsalin Ela Behesach Hadas. These three liquids, they become pasul through Hesach Hadas, which Rashi explains means that they're thinner, relatively thinner liquids, and they spill more easily. So if you're not paying attention, they'll spill right out of the cup, as opposed to liquids like oil and honey, which are thicker, and they won't spill as easily. These three liquids, as soon as you're Mesiach Das, if you're holding a cup of it, it's going to spill. Av divrei Torah, ei mishtakchen ela behesach hadas. So too, Torah is forgotten with Hesach Hadas, which Rashi explains means, if you don't constantly do Chazara, so then Torah is forgotten. That's why you have to Chazar yesterday's Amud, you have to Chazar at the end of the week, at the end of the month, for the Bechinas. It's Ein Mishtakchen Ela Behesach Hadas.